I'm talking to Debbie Hyatt, who is a certified music practitioner, part of the Arts in Medicine program at what we lovingly call Big Baylor in Dallas. You have a long background in music, but how did you end up being a certified music practitioner at a hospital?
So I was a special ed teacher, and I used music a lot in my classroom. And as I was nearing retirement, I didn't know what I was going to do. And I have a friend who went through a program to become a certified music practitioner. And so she told me, when you retire, I have a new job for you. This is what you need to do. And so I went online, looked it all up, and was really impressed with the program. And so that's what I did. I got certified and got a job.
All right. So you're at Baylor Hospital, and Baylor has this arts and medicine program. What do you do? I mean, you are a musician, you are a singer, you have all these talents, but what do you do at the hospital?
So my job is to go around to patients' rooms and just play relaxing music. I play guitar and I sing. And so I just play for the patients and for their families to help them relax, to help with their anxiety, to help with some procedures that are done in the room. Like if they're taking blood and the patient's very nervous, then I can help the patient relax with the music. If they have trouble sleeping, then sometimes we can help them relax and sleep a little bit and take a nap. You know, it's mostly just to help with the anxiety, basically. I play inside the room, outside the room. Sometimes I just play guitar. Sometimes I sing and do both. And that's kind of what I do all day.
That is fascinating. And I know that there are so many different things that are done in hospital settings to try and help people. But even thinking of Scottish Rite Hospital in Dallas has popcorn machines, so that yes. The smell of popcorn is what you notice as you walk through the halls of the hospital and not the quote-unquote hospital smells.
Well, we get a lot of questions because it's a different type of program in the hospital that most people, you know, don't usually see. And so, you know, they ask, you know, how do we get this service? Does it have to be ordered by a doctor? Can anybody request for you to come play? And so the answer is we can play for anybody in the hospital. We play all over all of the hospitals in downtown Baylor. You know, we have five hospitals on the campus. Yeah. And so we have a list, a music list that we work off of. Patients can request, families can request, nursing, social workers, OTs, PTs, chaplains. Anybody can request music for any specific patient. And then we go around to those patients on a daily basis and just ask them each day if they would like some music. And so, you know, sometimes they say yes, sometimes they say no, and that's okay. They have the control over whether they get music that day or not. There are some people that would, you know, will take it every single day and just absolutely love it because they really believe in the healing, you know, powers that music can give sometimes.
Is there music that you have to say no to? I'm weird and I'm thinking if I want to hear Inagata DeVita.
Yeah. So sometimes people will jokingly say, so do you have any heavy metal? And it's like, no, not so much. But you know, I play a lot of folk. I'll play a lot of light rock, Beatles, James Taylor. Sometimes it's just improvisational music that's not any specific music. I do have some, you know, some rock, like Eagles and Bob Dylan, but the way I change it and the way I usually do it, it sounds more like folk.
Yeah, because you're doing acoustic, I assume.
Yes, I have an acoustic guitar, and so everything is designed when I play and sing. It's just designed to kind of relax, and so you don't want anything that's really fast and pumping and metallic and but for the most part, if they like country, you know, they'll say, you know, do you have any country or do you know some rock? Then I'll try to, you know, even if I don't know the songs they're specifically asking for, then I will try to find something in that genre. But again, my Eagles sounds more like folk than it does, you know, rock and roll.
You mentioned a friend was the one who turned you on to the fact that there was a certified music practitioner program. Do you play in groups or do you work alone? How does that work in any of Baylor's hospitals?
Yeah, we all play individually. Okay. So we do get asked, do y'all ever play together? And it's like, well, no, because we're all visiting different patients mm-hmm. and they, you know, that are on the list. So typically we all go in separately and one-on-one. We have a rotating schedule at the hospital. So we're not all, there's several of us and we're not all there at the same time. So,
what kind of reaction do you get from families, from the patients, from the doctors, nurses, and other staff?
So there's different reactions. You know, a lot of times they're surprised if they haven't seen us or heard us before. Mm. And then, you know, they're like, well, how do you get into this? How did you get started with this? They're curious about the program. And so we explain our program. The staff, a lot of times will say, so do you think you could play outside the door so I could hear the music too? Because I need it today. I've gotten comments like, oh, great, you're here today. My, you know, my patient's heart rates are going to go down or their blood pressures are going to go down.
Oh.
So the staff is, you know, especially seem to now know what the music can do and help with sometimes. And I'm not saying it always does that, but, you know, there is that possibility. And so the staff has really gotten to where they also are like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're here to play for my patients today because I need some music too. And sometimes we'll even just sit down by the nursing station and just play for a short time for the staff.
When I visit someone in the hospital, it's a pretty quiet atmosphere. So do you have to mute the guitar? Do you have to watch your volume? Because I'm thinking, you know, three doors down, maybe there's somebody who doesn't need to be disturbed or whatever. I mean, how does that work?
Well, typically the guitar is pretty soft anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So as a general rule, unless I'm trying to play really loud, they can only hear like maybe in the room where I'm playing for and maybe the next room
I
over.
Okay.
But I also play typically inside the rooms now. You know, we were playing inside the rooms before COVID. Once COVID hit, we were playing outside the room. So we are now moving back into the room so that we're not just always in the hallway. And if there's somebody that's, you know, two or three doors down and I find out that the music is bothering them, I may just cut my music session a little short, you know, a little shorter than normal, or I might try to move inside the doorway of the patient room that I'm playing for instead of being outside the door. If I'm outside, I'll try to play a little softer. You know, you can, you can play a little louder or a little softer by how hard you're plucking the strings. So,
but what would you say are some of the two or three most requested songs or types of songs?
In the Dallas area, we get a lot of people who ask if I know hymns.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of requests for hymns, the traditional hymns or the contemporary gospel.
Right.
Also, because we are Texas, I get a lot of requests for country. And then I guess the other top one would just be, if I get requests, it's just for the light rock type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Beatles, James Taylor, that kind of stuff's typically real popular as well.
What has it meant to you? You know, music has been a very important part of your life and of your husband's life. Ken is an excellent singer.
Well, you know, Ken always told me it was, you know, that I was put on earth to teach special ed kids.
Mm.
And so when you find something that you really love and that you feel like is your niche in this world, it's a special thing. To find that twice is really special. I feel like this was also what I was put on this earth to do. I love it. You know, I didn't know about it as I was nearing retirement. I really didn't have a clue what I was going to do. I didn't know about this particular, career and vocation. And so I feel really, really fortunate that twice, I found something that I really love to do that I think just suits my personality and my talents really well. So I'm very fortunate.
If someone's hearing this, and as you said early on, a friend told you about this program, if someone is listening to this and they're thinking to themselves, well, that's me, how did they get information about it?
So there are a couple of different organizations that you can get certified through. The one that I'm certified through is MHTP. It's Music for Healing and Transition Program.
Wow.
And the other one is the Harps for Healing Program. And you can just go on the website, look them up, see what they do. The Harps for Healing is completely online, I think. And mine was not completely online. Part of it's online and part of it's usually in person. And so you can just look up therapeutic music or music practitioners or look up those organizations and you can find out information.
Debbie Hyatt is a certified music practitioner, part of the Arts in Medicine program at Baylor Scott and White Hospital. Debbie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.